Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we begin this afternoon in Queens, where police have officially tied two teenage shootings together, one which left a 14-year-old boy dead over the weekend and the other one on Monday night, where a 16-year-old girl was injured. Worst of all, police say neither of the victims had anything to do with the shooters. They were innocent bystanders. Police continue talking with a young boy who turned himself in to police yesterday. Juliet Pappas says police believe both incidents were gang-related. And that update tops our news on this Wednesday.
Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says the shootings of a 14-year-old boy and 16-year-old girl in South Queens are linked.
What we have is two groups tend to be young kids. 15, 16 is the ages that keep coming up.
These gangs fired at others. The victims were unintended targets. Amir Griffin was fatally shot playing basketball. The girl was injured outside a charter school. But Chief Shea says these gangs are believed to have been involved in other violence.
There are more than two incidents. We're looking at at least two incidents going back some months.
Detectives are searching for suspects. Juliet Pappa, 1010 Winds News. Back.